Engineers at the Oroville Dam in Northern California are about to start rebuilding two giant spillways that collapsed after heavy rains in February. State water officials also promise a full forensic review of the near-catastrophic failures that forced mass evacuations along the Feather River. That includes a hard look at the geology underlying the spillways, something that appears to have gotten short shrift when the dam was built 50 years ago. Craig Miller from Here and Now contributor KQED reports.
To get to the bottom, literally, of Oroville's complex geology, you have to go to Timbuktu, literally. That's a remnant of a gold mining town in Yuba County, about 15 miles south of Oroville.
Okay, so we're looking eastward at the western slope of the Sierras.
I'm with Eldridge Moores, the legendary geologist from UC Davis, who is one of the world's leading experts on the geology of the Sierra foothills.
I'm looking at the traffic, and you're looking at rocks.
Right.
We stop at a road cut along Highway 20.
Aha. Okay, here we go, right here.
It turns out that road cuts are convenient windows into the Sierra's creation story. California's signature mountain range is a jumble of volcanic rock, some transported from the mid-ocean floor and piled up at the edge of the continent more than 150 million years ago, with newer intrusions of molten rock or magma that nosed its way upward in columns called sheeted dikes.
What we see as we walk along here on this road cut, we see the alternation of lighter-colored material and the darker material. The darker fine-grained material are dikes.
It's like a multi-decker magma sandwich.
It's a vertical magma sandwich. That's exactly what it is.
But what really mattered at Oroville was less the kind of rock than the condition of it. We walked down to a spot on the Yuba River where the rocks are similar to those at the dam site. Two rocks sit side by side. One is a bluish-gray and smooth. Geologists call that fresh rock. The other is brown and fractured. That's called weathered rock.
The fresh rock has been combined with the atmosphere, and when that happens, you get this chemical change, and you produce this softer sort of rock that's falling apart. Hear that?
Yeah.
Hear the difference?
It's like rotten wood.
It's like rotten wood, yeah. That rock is resistant to water pouring over it. This is not. Just dig it. It's almost like dirt. It's almost like dirt. It's on its way to becoming dirt.
Engineers call that incompetent rock. And that, says Moores, is what Oroville's main concrete spillway was built on and what the emergency spillway was made of. In February, as intense storms filled the reservoir, both spillways began disintegrating under the force of billions of gallons of water cascading over them.
If you erode this, you dump your overflow into rocks like this, of course you're going to erode them.
A 1961 planning document says the dam site is, quote, blessed with a geologic structure and foundation rock, which are suitable for the foundation. It also suggests excavating down 18 feet to clear away, quote, soil and weathered rock for the main body of the dam. So it's clear that builders working for the State Department of Water Resources were aware of the incompetent rock that's prevalent at the site.
It's not like this would have been any different when they built the dam.
It was not any different when they built the dam. No. In fact, some of these soils may be millions of years old.
Back in Davis, looking at geological maps and aerial photos of the dam and shredded spillways, one thing becomes clear to Moores.
They did not anchor the spillway in fresh rock.
Consequently, the emergency spillway quickly disintegrated with water tumbling over it at little more than 12,000 cubic feet per second, though design documents anticipated it might have to handle flows of at least 20 times that.
I find that astounding that they would rate it like that. I mean, again, I don't know about these ratings, but it seems to me that even a student of geology could have told them that they were going to have an erosion problem here.
Despite several requests, California's Department of Water Resources did not provide an expert interview for this story. In a statement, the agency said only that the dam and spillway, quote, met the design and construction standards of its time half a century ago. Knowing what he does about the geology of the Sierra, I asked Moores what it tells him about the other dams around the state of similar design and siting.
I worry. That's what it tells me about the rest of the dams.
In late February, Governor Jerry Brown ordered new detailed inspections of state dams with similar spillways, and state officials have promised a full forensic review of the Oroville incident sometime in the fall. For Here and Now, I'm Craig Miller.